This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
As California finds itself in the middle of a COVID-19 surge, California's governor finds himself in the middle of criticism.
I think he got roughly what he deserved.
Governor Newsom attended a birthday dinner party. The party reportedly had 12 or more people from different households.
Oh, the humanity.
It's the type of gathering Governor Newsom has been imploring Californians to avoid.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
A few weeks ago, I was asked to go to a friend's 50th birthday. I realized it was a little larger group than I had anticipated. Instead of sitting down, I should have stood up and walked back, got in my car, and drove back.
Yeah, well, 2020 hindsight and all that, you know what they say.
And so I want to apologize to you because I need to preach and practice, not just preach and not practice.
Apology not accepted, moron.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Senator from Ohio.
I'd start by asking the presiding officer to please wear a mask as he speaks, and people below him are, I can't tell you what to do, but behavior.
I don't wear a mask when I'm speaking, like most senators. I don't need your instruction from
you. I know you don't need my instruction.
Then shut up.
To speak about me at every single rally as he had held his Klan rallies throughout the country.
Well, I don't know the context within which he has made those remarks. I've got great respect for Ilhan, but I don't know the context in which those were said.
Unchained and unstoppable.
We updated our civic integrity policy to address misleading or disputed information that undermines confidence in the election.
If you're not a newspaper at Twitter or Facebook, then why do you have editorial control over the New York Post?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us today on Newsmax, you can call us at 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. If you're a new viewer, we welcome you, and we hope that we will provide a good alternative, an honest alternative to the BS on some of the other faux conservative networks out there. Well, one in particular, right, Grace?
Indeed, indeed. That network shall not be named.
Yes, and we begin to see pushback today on the COVID restrictions on Thanksgiving from the not just Democrat governors either, the Republican chief executives of Vermont, Massachusetts, Maryland, probably elsewhere. They're cracking down too. They just love lording it over their not their constituents, but their subjects, because that's the way they see us. We all have our jobs to do. They tell us our job is to follow instructions down to the letter, or face fines or arrests. And fortunately, though, some people are beginning to push back, and some of them are elected officials. We'll have one of them with us at the bottom of the hour, who's basically told Andrew Cuomo to where he can take his butterball and his oven stuffer and what he can do with them. Mm-hmm. So, Grace, you've got some news for us today.
I do, actually, Howie. Going right with what you were just saying, there's also some governors who are sticking by this idea that, listen, we are not shutting everything down. It's not helpful, and it's not going to happen. That would be Governor Ron DeSantis, Howie. I don't know if you're familiar with Florida, the state, but he's not going to shut things down. He's keeping it open.
I know he's not.
You must be very pleased.
He's done a fantastic job, and the Democrats have responded the way they usually do when Republicans do a good job. There is a fat woman from Palm Beach County under arrest today for threatening to kill Ron DeSantis and Senator Rick Scott for saying that the state's got to remain open. I mean, this is the way they respond so often to any kind of dispute.
A lot of this news is coming out because Biden has President-elect Joe Biden as using air quotes.
President-elect. President He's been selected by the mainstream media.
He has started putting people into his coronavirus task force. The messages back when he announced his task force were hilarious. People acting like, finally, he's doing more than Trump has done in the last 6 months, as if Trump didn't have a task force that was headed by Vice President Mike Pence. It's also ridiculous. But someone that he appointed, Howie, is Dr. Osterholm. And he floated the idea on MSNBC's Morning Joe a few days ago about another national lockdown.
Right.
And it's really, I think the
four
biggest,
to 6 weeks, he said. And he just, and he said, just shut down everything, everything.
Right. Because, and they say that they always, these liberals always say, we just need real lockdown for a month. And I just keep thinking, you are constantly telling us that this is going to be the time it works, whether it was the 15 days to flatten the curve, if we all wear masks for a month, everything is going to be it, and it never is. But I think that the most jarring part of this is how many people are surprised that these are the people that Joe Biden's bringing in. I mean, if you listened and paid attention to Biden on the campaign trail, you would know that he was very pro-lockdown. He made that very obvious. So the level of people that are now saying, oh, I wouldn't have voted for him if I knew he was going to lock down the country, I don't feel bad for you. You should have known that.
And you know, the other thing is, too, that as they start talking about these lockdowns, guess what happens, Grace? And we're not condoning it, and we're not saying you should do this, but people get concerned, they get panicked, they run to the supermarket or the big discount store, and they buy up paper products, or they buy up bottled water.
Or Listerine. Today was Listerine because there was some report about mouthwash killing coronavirus, so now the Listerine was all gone.
So, you know, they're going to have these, if they keep pushing this this new narrative that we have to lock everything down again, there are going to be runs on the supermarkets yet again. And, you know, Grace, one thing I always wonder is, you know, there are always preachers of whatever type, charlatans mainly, who are predicting the end of the world. But how many times does a charlatan predict the end of the world before all of his followers drift off? And yet these politicians, and again, of both parties, they keep saying, just give us one more shot. You know,
right.
All we ask is 30 more days, just one more lockdown, just one more period where we're going to have to shut the bars and the restaurants down at 9:30. Oh, except for Friday and Saturday, then it can stay open till 10:30. None of this stuff makes any sense.
And you know what, Howie? The real frustrating part for a lot of people is that it's easy to say that if your job is, you know, to write columns for some some left-wing company and then sit at home on your Twitter. And I'm saying that as a person who's kept my job, and I'm very grateful for it, throughout the last couple months. It's very easy to say, lock everything down when you have a cushy job where you can sit at home on your laptop. There's a lot of people who do not have that luxury. Their job requires them to be at work, whether that's a restaurant or anything else.
Right.
It's just, if you haven't lost a paycheck.
Or a warehouse or a factory. You can't work on an assembly line from your house in your pajamas.
Right.
You got to go to the factory.
And I can't even describe the level of depression that a lot of people are dealing with during these kind of things, because you just feel hopeless. I mean, if your restaurant survived the first lockdown and now you're going into this one, God bless those people, because I would not be holding up well. I'd be very, very angry.
Well, I meet a lot of them, Grace. You read papers or the internet sites anywhere, and a lot of these restaurants, they said, we just barely hung on for this first lockdown. We're the warm days in the summer when we had the open outdoor dining, we were on the sidewalks, we were in the parking lots, we survived. But now they're going to shut us down again, like Chicago, for instance. They're talking about shutting down the restaurants. And these the guys who own any kind of hospitality establishments in Cook County and all around Chicago, they're saying, They're just not going to shut down, because they say if they shut down again, they're never reopening. And I don't blame them. And what does Pritzker carry? Pritzker inherited billions of dollars. He has a private jet. When his family gets tired of it, they just fly. They fly down to their horse farm in Wellington here. You know, I mean, he has no idea what the average person in Illinois is going through.
Or Governor Newsom at a French Laundry. How do you know the first time I announced that story, I called it French Laundry. And I just want to say to people who corrected me, I'm not a beautiful person. OK, I'm one of the blue collar folks here. So that's why I didn't know it was called French Laundry. OK.
I thought it was just one of those wry names, you know, that they, you know, like some places named Joe's Diner and it has, French cooking in it. But that's just the owner's way of being a wise guy or something.
He came out and apologized, Governor Gavin Newsom. He said he's human. He makes mistakes. And I just want to say that I don't care if Governor Gavin Newsom is struggling with the criticism because he's forcing this on other people. It's so hypocritical. It's almost so hypocritical, Howie. I don't know if you find this, but when I go to write columns about this kind of stuff, I don't even know what to say because there's so many examples. And it's so frustrating to write about these people who are just telling us one thing and doing the exact opposite.
Right. Right. Well, when Pritzker was asked about it the last winter, when his family first flew off in their private jet after telling everybody that they had to stay locked down in Illinois, he just said, "How dare you ask me about my family? What do you mean?
How dare you?
What? You know, I mean, who is? Why does he get to live by a different set of rules than everybody else? I don't think he does.
People have pointed this out over and over again, but if you haven't lost a paycheck, you don't get to decide if we lock down again. Because, and I think another thing that people have said from the beginning is, you know, we might move on past this coronavirus eventually, God willing. But these leaders, these politicians are never going to forget that they were able to do it the first time. And I think that's what Dr. Scott Atlas keeps saying when he says, we cannot acquiesce again. It's getting insane.
No, he's absolutely right. And of course, he's being criticized. And you know, I would say to Governor Newsom, don't tell us you're sorry. We know how sorry you are.
I put that in today's tweet feed. Did you see that?
Did you really? I didn't know that.
I knew that was your favorite country song.
It is. It's one of my favorite country songs. My favorite Ted Kennedy country song is Drinking Doubles Don't Make a Party. I have a lot of favorite country songs, Grace.
I know you do.
I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr.
It's never too early to start gift shopping for the holidays, especially because today you can save big on a gift they'll use every day, Raycon wireless earbuds. My Raycon wireless earbuds have allowed me to work from home more easily, take my workout outdoors with an awesome playlist, and listen to whatever I want to without disturbing anyone around me. With seamless Bluetooth pairing and a comfortable noise-isolating fit, you can start listening right away and keep listening for hours. And the audio quality is amazing. So this holiday season, get them something they can use for calls or music, for work or play, at home or on the go, or just pick up a pair for yourself. Trust me, you're going to use them every day. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 20% off your Raycon order. But hurry, this offer is available for a limited time only, and you don't want to miss it. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 20% off your Raycons. buyraycon.com/Howie.
There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind. By calling now, call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will the Kraken be released by the end of the week?
The Kraken, that's what Sidney Powell, the lawyer for President Trump, calls the evidence of the voter fraud in all these multiple states. Yes, I think so.
39% are doubtful.
As well they should be. Everybody, it's been a very trying process. And, you know, Democrats do seem to get away with everything, up to and including killing girls in the back of cars like Senator Kennedy did. But, you know, maybe this time will be different. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I trust Sidney Powell. Okay, Grace, what do you got?
All right, Howie, I got a lot of news to get to, one including Pope Francis's Instagram account. But first, I wanted to let people know that Grace's News is brought to you by Tux Trucks. If you guys have not checked out Tux Trucks in Hudson, Mass., now is the time. It is about to get very chilly here in New England. There will be snow, I can promise you that. So Tux has Fisher plows for every brand, including GMC, Ford, Chevy, Ram, Toyota, Nissan, and Jeep. Visit Tux Trucks' YouTube channel, and you can see the video where I almost took off Howie's toe. And check out TuxTrucksGMC.com to get a Fisher or call 1-800-MY-TRUCK. They will be wonderful to you. They're always so nice there, and you will love the products. Okay, Howie, so I don't know if you've heard about this yet, but Pope Francis is in a little bit of trouble.
I was very surprised by this news. I didn't think he really cared that much about women in bikinis.
I think most people were surprised by this news, I would hope. Pope Francis's Instagram account reportedly likes a bikini model's racy snapshot. Okay, so
You think the Pope didn't spend some years in his youth on the beaches of Rio de Janeiro gawking?
I don't even want to think about that.
Come on.
I don't want to think about the Pope in his youth, period.
I'm going to say no.
Espirito Santo.
The thing about these apps, Howie, on social media is it's very easy to like something while you're scrolling. I always tell people here.
Oh, here we go.
It is.
Defending the Holy Father. All right. This is worse than, well, it's not worse, but I was kind of defending Jeffrey Toobin as far as an accident. You're
Taylor,
giving excuses for the Pope.
Taylor, I'm going to tell you something right now.
Yeah.
Okay? You are 1,000% wrong. Your defense of Jeffrey Toobin was so insane. That man pleasured himself.
I was never really given the platform to completely explain my position. However.
Please! However, the floor is yours, good sir!
However, you're defending the Pope accidentally liking a model's... Why did that even come up on his newsfeed, Grace?
Taylor.
On his Instagram feed.
Taylor.
You know how Instagram works.
Let's move on.
Okay. I'm getting all hot under the collar. Just like the Pope. Conan O'Brien is ending his late night show after 28 years. I know what you guys are thinking. Grace, why are you talking about this? But you would be surprised to know that Howie Carr actually suggested this for my news today. So I'm going to let Howie have the floor on this one.
Well, I was offered this as a poll question. You know, who's your favorite late night host? Taylor suggested. And I said, I don't have a favorite late night host.
Your most tolerable late night host?
Yes, he did say that.
Well, but it's the same thing. And I said, so I haven't watched any of these shows in 20, 30 years. I said, do you watch Conan O'Brien? And you said, of course not. And I said, I think the entire audience reflects what you and I do, which is we don't watch those shows.
I don't know anybody that watches those late night shows live. You watch the clips maybe the next day or during the week.
But
after.
I don't even watch the clips because all the clips are about is attacking Donald Trump. Why do I need to, go to some aggregate site to see that?
I will say I used to very much enjoy Conan, and I also very much enjoy Jimmy Fallon, and I think it's because they both were the least overtly political. That has obviously changed. I mean, Jimmy Fallon had an interview with President Trump way back in before he was president, and people really got mad at him for being too nice to President Trump, and then he really turned it around and started attacking him more. But I think the politics has just ruined this. Stephen Colbert's crying on TV. I mean, Jimmy Kimmel started the crying with the Cecil the Lion. Remember that? And now they all just get up there and it's just not funny anymore. It's not comedy. It's lecturing, it feels.
Yeah, no, it is. That's why I wanted to mention it, because I think a lot of people think back to the days when they watched Jay Leno or Johnny Carson. And, you know, it was something to look forward to, but
not anymore.
God bless the Internet. If the alternative is Jimmy Kimmel or Conan O'Brien, I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. As you know, wherever you live, probably, unless you're in, say, South Dakota or somewhere, or Florida, there the governors, Republican and Democrat alike, are cracking down on Thanksgiving. They really want to put Thanksgiving out of business, it appears, because of the virus. And they say no gatherings of more than 10 people. And people like Jay Inslee, the governor of Washington, want to just shut it down totally. And Andrew Cuomo is another one. He wanted in New York, he wanted a 10-person cap on parties and other gatherings in private residences. So some of the sheriffs in upstate New York have been lashing back at the governor's latest overreach. And one of them is Fulton County Sheriff Richard Giardino. And he responded, it was a great, I read it this morning in the New York Post, and I said I'd love to get this guy on. "Frankly, I am not sure it could sustain a constitutional challenge in court for several reasons, including your house is your castle," he said. "And as a sheriff with a law degree, I couldn't in good faith attempt to defend it in court, so I won't." And then this is my favorite thing that Giordano wrote. "We have limited resources and we have to set priorities, so obtaining a search warrant to enter your home to see how many tofu or turkey eaters are present is not a priority." Amen. Sheriff Giardino, thank you for being with us, and thanks for posting that message on Facebook.
Hey, Howie, thank you for inviting me on. I appreciate it.
So have you? I assume you've gotten a positive response generally for your statement, have you not?
Boy, it's been very interesting. I've gotten over 87,000 views of the statement since Saturday, and there's only 55,000 people in my county. The other thing that's interesting is I've gotten people from out west who are calling and saying, "Anything you need, Sheriff, you're with us." I got a call from the president of the Constitutional Sheriff's Association, and I mean, they're like, somebody's finally speaking up. It's been interesting because the other side, I get these hate calls. You're supposed to be saving people's lives. There's going to be blood on your hand. And Howie, what's really sad is people I've known for years. I've had a law professor I used to teach with tell me she's disappointed in me. I've had lawyers that I'm friends with say, "How can you be so reckless?" And I said, "You guys are lawyers." I said, "I don't doubt, and I believe that we need precautions, and I believe COVID is dangerous, but nobody says that 97% or more of the people who get sick have mild or moderate symptoms, and they feel better in 2 to 3 weeks." I mean, so, and it's wrong. People are dying. And if it, my father was a pediatrician, he used to say, when other doctors would say, "Well, 1 in 500 kids get this or that," he says, "Well, when you're the parent, it's 1 in 1 kid. It's 1 in 100 yours." You know, so I know that people, you know, are suffering and losing their loved ones. But I also know that it seems to be overhyped. And when you have governors like Newsom in California who tells you, "You're my citizens, you have to wear masks, you have to stay home, you can't go to parties," then goes to parties on the weekend without a mask and too many
$350 people. $350 per person parties. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I think the people are sick and tired of the hypocrisy. Do as we say, not as we do. I think that, like, let me tell you what caused me to write that post. I came out of a convenience store. I buy my morning lottery tickets. It's supposed to help education. It didn't work so well. And my newspapers, and a veteran's walking out with his baseball cap on, and I know him by sight but not name. And he says, "Can I ask you a question, Sheriff?" I go, "What?" He goes, "My wife and I are in the middle of an argument about Thanksgiving." I said, "What do you mean?" "So, well, the governor said no more than 10 people, and we're supposed to go to my son's house, and there's going to be 14, including our new baby, a grandchild we haven't seen since she was born." And she said, "We shouldn't do it because our son's going to get arrested, get fined, and his name will be in the paper." And I said, what do you mean?" He goes, "Well, the governor said no more than 10. I said, "Look," I said, "first of all, I don't think it's constitutional, and I'm not going to go door to door, count how many people you have, and arrest you. And we don't even have that authority. So that got me thinking. We've had double the number of mental health cases in our county and across the country. Everyone's getting isolated. People had pre-existing conditions. They're being exacerbated. And then you have the governor scaring people into thinking that law enforcement is going to be coming door to door. And so I went back, I wrote the post, and I said, look, I don't have enough manpower. I don't have enough resources. I have 55,000 people, and I got three deputies on a shift. We're not going to be knocking on people's doors.
And I saw that you know, several sheriffs have done this in New York State, basically said the same thing. But do you think most sheriffs agree with you with your policy that this is absurd? What Governor Cuomo is trying to scare, the way he's trying to scare people.
I don't think most sheriffs would agree with me on my constitutional beliefs, because I don't think they've looked at it from a constitutional angle. I believe most sheriffs have looked at it from a resource use, and they don't have enough people to investigate this, and they have to be responsive to their citizens like I am. That's why, Yahweh, I believe the people in my county are smart enough to determine for themselves if they're willing to take a risk with the loved ones or not. And the thing that's also ridiculous about it is, why is it that 10 people is okay but 11 isn't? Is that one extra person going to do it? Makes no sense, because you can get just as sick with 4 people if one of them's got the COVID.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen, there's a meme on the internet today. It's a picture of The Last Supper by Da Vinci, and it says,
I posted it. I love it.
Go ahead. You can explain. You want to explain it to people? Go ahead.
And it's got a picture of The Last Supper with Jesus, and it says, shh, if Cuomo sees we're here, this will be our last supper. It's great.
Yeah.
It's absolutely
I've seen the other one is Governor Cuomo or Governor Baker or Governor Inslee or any of the Governor Pritzker. Governor Pritzker called. 3 of you have got to go. I mean, it's just great. it's so classic. And then, you know, you're in a semi-rural county in the center of the state. I would assume that you don't have anywhere near the kind of COVID caseload, even, you know, just testing positive, let alone dying, that they have down in the city and on Long Island, do you?
No, we've had 28 deaths, and most of them were in a private nursing home. And what was interesting, the private nursing home used to bring up traveling nurses from New York and things. So they're not sure how it got introduced into the nursing home, but most of our deaths were several months ago and from a local nursing home. My mom's in a nursing home. She's got the Alzheimer's, and in the 7 months we haven't been able to see her, she's declined dramatically. That when we finally got to see her a month and a half ago, she's recognized me one time out of 4 visits. And they make you, here's the joke. In New York, I have to get a COVID test, I have to be negative, and I can visit her for 2 times in 4 days. But if my relative was in a prison, I could go visit him for 2 hours.
That is so ridiculous. And then in this story in the New York Post, the one of the spokesmen for Governor Cuomo said that this is politicians acting like politicians. So this is Governor Cuomo, who sent a lot of people to die in nursing homes earlier this year and has now written a book and is going on this book tour, you know, accepting the plaudits of all the beautiful people in the media. And he's accusing you and the other sheriffs of being basically being politicians playing to the cheap seats. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think it's hypocritical. I think, you know, you want to talk, like you said, about politics being politics. He won't disclose, nor have his health commissioner disclose to us, how many people were moved from nursing homes and died within the next 2 to 3 days in hospitals. So what happens is they get sick, they're dying, and they move them quickly to the hospital, so it doesn't reflect that they died in the nursing homes, after he told the nursing homes they had to take COVID positives.
What happens on Thanksgiving if somebody calls in and says to the 911 and says, you know, there's 5 cars out in front of the Jones house, and I know there's more than 10 people there, and it's a violation of the governor's orders. What is your deputy's response or your response?
Well, my response is that if they're in their own home and they're minding their own business, we're not going to take resources off the road that are necessary for domestic violence, for disorderly conduct, for accidents, and send them to police somebody's private home. One of the things that the governor did in his reform police, he set an executive order that we got to reform police. He said the most important thing is that your community, that you become the department your community wants you to be. And the support for my post in my own community has been out over 85% positive from the people in my county. Now, I'm not saying that's everybody, but I'm saying 85% is pretty good. So under his executive order reforming police, we're doing pretty good. In my community, I believe my community and people in my community are smart enough to make their own decisions. Most of them are wearing masks around town. Most of them are social distancing. You know, I think the other thing is, and another sheriff said it better than me, he said people respond better than being asked to do something than told to do something.
What would you, one last question, what would you tell Governor Cuomo if he were listening to you right now?
Well, the one thing I do want to give him, I want to give his credit, Howie, I believe that he really thinks this is the way to do it. So I don't think he's doing it. I think he's doing it because he thinks this is the best way to control it. But my response to him would be that to look at each case separately. For example, he wants the gyms closed at 10 p.m. Now, gyms can only have a certain number of people in them anyways, but my response would be open the gym 24 hours, keep the number at whatever it's got to be fair in the gym, you know, without spreader, and mm-hmm. then you keep people employed working in the gym and you keep taxes being paid. So look at everything individually, you know. We have a lot more pain mentally going on here. We have a lot of people very anxious. We have a lot of mental illness. More because people are feeling isolated, people are nervous, concerned, people have lost jobs, people don't know if they'll have a job to go back to, you know. So, I mean, we've got a lot of mental health that's not being addressed, and it's being exacerbated by a lot of the rules. And, you know, one of my hesitations about going on national is I'm not trying to tell another state or another county or another sheriff what to do or somebody in another state. I'm just saying that I don't think I can legitimately enforce it because it's unconstitutional in my eyes, and I don't have enough people.
The thing is, a lot of governors are trying to do their own Cuomo-like moves, and people, even though they're not in New York State, they totally agree, I think, with what you said in your Facebook post, and that's why you've gotten this huge response, because everybody feels somewhat oppressed by this panic that's being enforced by these and again, Cuomo's another one like Newsom, who he doesn't obey his own rules. You know, if he wants to go out, his brother wants to go out, they go out. They have a good time. But, you know, he likes to lecture everybody from Albany.
and that's why people get frustrated. They feel that there's a hypocrisy of the electeds. Like I said, do as I say, not as I do. And it's not just one governor or, you know, I mean, listen, there's a lot of blame to go around. And again, I treat it as very serious. But I also look, I said, I look at the vast majority of people, millions of people who've got it, had mild or moderate and gotten over it in 3 weeks and are going about their life. You know?
Sheriff Richard Giordano, we really appreciate you being with us. You're the sheriff of Fulton County, New York, and this is great. We'll tweet out the story from the New York Post with your comments in it. And happy Thanksgiving, Sheriff, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody in Fulton County. We appreciate you being with us. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
844-500-4242. All these 10-person limits on Thanksgiving that are going out around the country being imposed. No legislation, just an executive order. The experts, the folks, as our governor calls them. 978 says, 10 people for a gathering, but 30 for a funeral. We'll be holding a funeral for our pet turkey on Thanksgiving Day. In lieu of flowers, bring pie. Sounds like you've got it figured out, 978. Susan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Susan.
Hi. Yes, sir. I really don't agree with this going on for Thanksgiving to limit how many people are in my personal house.
Right.
Okay? The house is owned by me, not the government.
I know. That's what the sheriff just said. Your home is your castle. I guess you call that English common law, right? It's always been that way.
Right, definitely. And what they're doing to me is a catch-22 phrase. You're going to limit people in my personal house, but yet it's okay to lock us down again after the first of the year if it's Biden, okay, which is okay. You're putting us all together again for the virus to spread, and yet it's okay to go shopping for Black Friday.
I know. And it was okay for all those Biden victory celebrations on the Saturday when he was declared the winner. Remember that? And none of these mayors that like Lori Lightfoot in Chicago, she was out and about. And then a couple of days later, she's telling people they have to lock down. She's telling restaurants, she and Pritzker, the governor, telling the restaurants they have to shut down. They're going to put them out of business. I mean, and people like Cuomo say, well, you know, you can't go to work. That's what they said last spring. They're going to say it again, it looks like, if you're not essential. Well, who the hell is anybody else, whether they're an elected official or not, to say you're non-essential or your job is non-essential? If your job is providing money to support you and your family, it's essential, okay? And anyone who doesn't understand that shouldn't be in any kind of elected position. Thanks for the call, Susan. Diana, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Diana.
Hi, Howie. I'm calling from New York under Governor Crepo El Duce. I have a question off topic with Thanksgiving. I think most of us know not to listen to this. Do not. But I'm wondering, could you and other people on your channel urge people to write down that they voted for Trump, where they voted, go and have it notarized, buy a stamp, send it to the White House, and let the president know we did vote for him?
Oh, I think he knows that, Diana. I don't think there's any need for that. I think what they would like is, I'm not going to make a pitch, but I think they want money to keep these challenges going. This is a pretty expensive process they're trying to get, and they're getting affidavits on what happened in some of these urban precincts where they apparently stole a large number of ballots, and they need money to file these cases. It takes a lot of lawyers, and it takes a lot of investigators. That's what they need. They know that the votes were there. They understand that totally. 844-500-4242. 508 says it's house arrest and probation for the working middle class normal Americans out there. This is the Great Reset. 508, I'm one of 10 kids. Does this mean our parents can't come? Will Charlie Parker, our governor, we call him Charlie Parker because that's what Joe Biden calls him. Will Charlie Parker pardon us? I don't know. If you come up with the right contribution, I'll bet he'll pardon you. Pay to play in Massachusetts. I'm Howie Carr.